Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 9th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then overcast. Temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. We can expect easterly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on is overcast. Moon is still full and illuminated on 98%. Town is busy with many events, workshops and performances, so tonight we can listen to one of the kind, musical event at Pitang at 7:30 p.m. with Jackie Movilo playing on Chapman stick, accompanied by Annika with voice, Matt on soprano saxophone and Manoj Bardhan on tabla. At the same time, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niwas, we can see Loretta's premiere of a film, The Teachings of Flowers, The Life and Work of the Mother. This screening would be also the introduction of Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies in the Underworld this year theme, Matter Precipitates, It is in a Hurry to Transform Itself, which will offer us tomorrow at the scientific part of the 3 days program, Jean-Yves Lang, Humanity in Transition, Manoj Pavitran's Square of Foot of Light, Dr. Ashok Mukhopadhyay's Stem Cells, Body Evolution, and Dr. Anand Kumar, Genes and Life. That part will continue on Saturday with George Van Brickham, Uma Haimavati, Deupidot Ganguly, Dr. Prima Natkumar, Dr. Ekta Tandon, and Dr. Chris Macken. Those sessions will be broadcasted live from Auroville Radio. Tomorrow evening continuation will be in the reading of the recently published Gautam Chanter, Beings in Transition, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niwas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone. Cultural part will continue on Saturday with the contemporary dance performance and on Sunday with Sangat by Nadaka and Gopika in concert with Kartik Iyer on violin, Ganesh Basavaraj on tabla and also featuring Keshav on tabla. Our son stopped at our studio this morning and here's what he told us about the performance, The Passage. Good morning, our son.
Good morning, Radio Auroville, Auroville Radio.
On Saturday we will experience, how you call it, The Passage?
Passage. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's a short but big spectacle that's going to be on at Bharat Niwas this Saturday, and I hope you come.
Spectacle? Why?
Because it's dance but dance theater, so there'll be lots of things going on as well, and we've put in a lot of effort into the stage and the production. Yeah.
Yeah. You've been busy with that for 2 months now or something?
No. Realistically, only about 2 weeks. We only got serious about 2 weeks ago. We were working on the ideas and trying to find the music, and then really there's the last 2 weeks we put it together yeah, very seriously.
Ahead. And for that thing you actually this thing you're doing in co-production with Outside World with the
Some years ago I met a girl called Coco who has a dance company in Denmark in Copenhagen called Abaya, and I've been playing with this idea of putting on a dance theater performance in Bharat Niwas for a while now, because actually I was involved in one almost 20 years ago and it was important and I thought it was amazing, so I thought we'd try something, and I invited her and 3 other dancers to come from Denmark, and we put the show together.
And you also involved Mark Vela, as far as I know.
Sorry?
For the musical part, you involved Mark Vela, yeah?
Well, we were struggling. I was struggling because it's been such a difficult year, 2011, and then the cyclone. And anyway, things didn't come together as I wanted, and I was struggling to find the right music. And then it so happened that Mark Vela was here, and I was really impressed with what he was playing. So he was nice enough to sit down with us and work on some passages. I'd wanted him, ideally, if I'd had enough time to do all the music, but that didn't work out. So there's about 3 passages that he actually just created just for us. So that was really amazing to have his collaboration on.
Mm. Anyhow, it's in the context of matter
It's in that context. I don't know. Everything is in the context of something or another.
I mean,
we're in the context of whatever it is we're searching for. I was thinking whether I'm going to stand up and say anything before, like people love to do, give a whole speech. And then I thought, I don't know, we're all sort of participating in something that's kind of undefined. And I think the idea is just that you're open to something else and something that's maybe not real yet, maybe not tangible. And definitely with matter, what we're sensing in matter, is we don't have much of a sense of the of what we're talking about and what Mother was talking about. Anyway, I'm digressing here a bit. What I'd like to say is it's relevant to Oroville and I think to what we're doing here, and people will interpret it in their own way.
So true.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we are in the process of changes.
Yeah.
How many people are involved, or how many people are going to be on the stage?
There's going to be 14 dancers. So 4 dancers from Denmark and then 10 from Oroville. And then backstage production, not many people. That's why I've been running around too much. About 6 or 7 people. So, yeah.
So we can look for a night of something special.
A night of something special. Very short. I wanted it to be a bit longer, but it's only going to be 35, 6 minutes. And it's going to be... yeah, hopefully beautiful. That was my ambition, to create something beautiful, and if we can find meaning in that, that's great.
Maybe it can be a beginning of the new.
It can be a beginning. Definitely, we need to out of some of this chaos and destruction, we need to find beauty somewhere. So that's what we're looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
From Oroville International meetings agenda tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall. We shouldn't miss Margarita Correa's excellent presentation on probiotics and EM. Her work is so well known all over the world, but most of us don't know much about it, and it could solve, if applied properly, many problems in our daily lives. And on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at Multipurpose Hall at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to the presentation of Oroville International Center's activities. University of Human Unity, closing session of spring semester 2012. There will, after the very fruitful semester of seminars and workshops exploring the integral paradigm of knowledge, there will be 2 more open sessions and a song recital on Saturday between 9:30 to 12:30, poetry and yoga at Unity Pavilion on Thursday 23rd from 6 to 7:15 p.m. Savitri solo songs at Savitri Bhavan, and on Saturday 25th at 9:30 to 12 p.m. conclusion at Unity Pavilion. All are welcome to participate. On Saturday, 18th of February at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we can listen in Pianistic Jazz, piano solo by Hartmut O'Lears. On Deepanam School on Sunday 19th, between 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Ashakti Horse Friends Clubs is organizing a big bazaar to fundraise to the maintenance of the old ponies that are really in need of total retirement, and for buying young ponies so that more students at the Ashakti can join this Horse Friends Club. Polish artist Agnieszka Polska is a part of the project focused on the theme of cultural geography organized in Oroville by Polish artist Janek Simon in cooperation with Kala Kendra Gallery. And she's looking for extra actors who would like to participate in a short film project about hippie community in the 70s. The people should be between 20 to 40 years old, male or female, possibly with long hair. The casting will take place on the 14th of January in the studio, White House, in Aspiration Community at 1 p.m. The shooting of the movie will take place in the next few days. If you have any questions regarding the casting, please contact Agnieszka Polska on 9199-4388-1816. What matters is one's own aspiration for the divine, one's own faith, surrender, selfless self-giving. Rochi Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.